Today, I focused on the chanting of the suktas, and I found that it is like Hanuman Chalisa, that Jo Yapade Hanuman Chalisa Hoi Siddhi. Means vacha, something like that, chanting. That if you read this or chant the suktas, then you will be fearless. There will be no suffering like that. If I am correct. So my question is, it is also one kind of desire that we read and we will become fearless. Is it desire also? Then you said the desire is the cause of the suffering. Then secondly, wearing a particular, my question is not pinpointed, targeted to anyone. It is general question. Wearing different kind of clothes is also not eye making. Thank you.
In terms of desire, I think one of the things that's important to recognize is, and I touched on it this morning, that there's two different forms of desire that are translated as desire. And the Buddha specifically uses the word tanha as the kind of desire that's always associated with greed, hatred, delusion, and necessarily ends up in suffering. But desire is also a natural part of our human makeup, and we have to learn how to use it. So then that's where the Buddha uses the term chanda as desire, and it could be maybe translated as motivation, interest, as well as desire. But it is a necessary part. You know, you don't do anything without getting yourself motivated first. You don't just acquiesce and do nothing, and think that that's somehow the end of suffering. But it has to be employed with wisdom, and it has to be used judiciously. So you have to understand, and it's so easy for grasping and clinging and identification to creep in to either of those forms of desire. So that it's an ongoing investigation, ongoing contemplation. And that's why the Buddha uses, say, suffering as one of his main tools, because it gives us a feedback of what's the result of this? How is this playing out? Is this worthwhile? Is this beneficial? So that if it ends up in suffering, then okay, there's your clue. There's a problem here. So that's starting to discern between the different forms of desire that one has. So that kind of plays into wearing particular garb or dress or following it can be used in the employ of identification and conceit and views. And it does all the time. You don't have to go very far in religious history to see that, or human history. But then it always ends up in suffering. So that they, being able to use the forms of the world in a way that are in the use of, or in the, for the benefit of freedom and liberation and non-suffering, and for, say, a sense of living together as human beings with harmony and compassion.